Right, Stuart. Well, I've read your draft report on your work placement at the Central Museum Association. Sounds as if you had an interesting time. So you ended up making a film for them?
Yeah, it was a film to train the employees in different museums in the techniques they should use for labelling ancient objects without damaging them. Some of them are really fragile.
Okay. So, in your report, you go through the main stages in making the film. Let's discuss that in a little more detail. You had to find a location, somewhere to shoot the film.
That took quite a few days because I had to look at different museums all over the country, but I'd allowed time for it. And even though it was the middle of winter, there wasn't any snow, so I didn't have any transport problems.
Right. Did you have to decide what equipment you'd need for the filming?
Yes. I think they were quite surprised at how well I managed that. It was just the luck of the draw, actually. I'd done that project with you last year.
Oh, on recording technology? So you knew a bit about it from that, right?
Yeah. What I found really hard was actually writing the script. I had a deadline for that, but the association had to extend it. I couldn't have done it otherwise.
Would it have helped if you'd had some training there?
I think you're right. I probably needed that, yeah.
Right. Now, from your draft report, it sounds as if you had one or two problems deciding who was going to actually appear in the video.
The casting, yeah. I'd expected that the people who worked for the association would be really keen on taking part.
But they weren't.
The thing was, they were all so busy. And it did mean some of them had to travel. But Janice King, who I was reporting to for the project, oh, she was great. She arranged for people to have time off and for their work to be covered, so that was a big help for me.
Right. And it sounds like the filming itself went well. I gather you found a company who provided an online introduction to the techniques.
Yeah, it was really informative and very user-friendly. I learned a lot from it.
And then the editing?
For that, the association put me in touch with someone who works for one of the big movie companies, and I went down to the studio and sat with him in front of his computer for a day, learning how to cut and paste and deal with the soundtrack and so on.
So was that all?
No, I didn't include this in my draft report, but I had to design the cover for the DVD as well, the lettering and everything.
Have you done any of that sort of design work before?
No, but I did a rough draft and then talked it through with a couple of my mates, and they gave me some more ideas. And when I'd finished it, I showed it to the people who worked at the association, and they really liked it.
Excellent.